Sal Capaccio is with us live on the WBEN, Troxell College Live Line. Bill's sideline reporter for WGR. He was on the field yesterday in Houston. Sal, brought to you by Batavia Downs Gaming. They don't just want you to like coming there, they want you to love coming there. Sal, let's start with the final Bills possession, three straight passing plays, all incomplete. What do you think could or should have been done differently?
Well, I do think it's a tough situation to be in because it's not as egregious as I think a lot of people are making out to be, but I still think it was the wrong call. They should have ran the ball. Look, the Texans had three timeouts remaining. No matter if you pass the ball and it's incomplete or you run the ball, the clock is stopping after every play because then the Texans are just calling timeout, timeout, timeout. The issue I had was they should have still ran the ball because if you force Houston to use those timeouts, then they don't have any timeouts when they get the ball back. So because the Bills didn't do that and they threw incomplete, now the Houston Texans have at least one. All they need is one timeout. They had all three. And all they need is one to stop the clock, to run one play, stop the clock, kick the field goal. I think there's a misconception here, everybody, which is we just had a caller on WGR when I was on saying, why are they asking Josh Allen to go 96 yards? They weren't. They wanted 10 yards. The Bills were just looking for a first down and they could kneel the ball. But to get that first down, they knew the Texans were going to stop the clock every time until they did. So they decided to throw the ball to try and get the first down. I think they should have run the ball. Even if it stopped, Houston has to use all of their timeouts after every play.
Could you take us through like the chain of command and how that decision is made? You know, after the game, we hear Sean McDermott say, that's on me. And I think a lot of people are wondering, well, whose decision was it to throw the ball three times? Like, is that Sean McDermott? We know it's Joe Brady calling the plays. Is it McDermott saying, hey, we have to go get a first down, and then it's up to Brady and how to get that run or pass? How exactly does that work?
That's pretty much it, I would say. Look, I mean, obviously, I'm not on the headsets, as you would know and understand, so I don't know the exact communication, but Sean McDermott's the head coach, and you know his philosophy of the series, if he tells Joe Brady, hey, we need a first down, just get a first down, then it's up to Joe Brady to figure out a way to call play to get a first down. From there, it's Joe Brady calling plays, but it's also Josh Allen making decisions. You know, you don't have to, if you take the second down play, for example, he throws one long to Mac Hollins. There was a player underneath, I think, I don't know if it was a running back, it was James Cook or someone, might have been somebody else, but there was a player for a short dump off that if Josh throws it, it's an easy like 5 yards to me. Maybe you get more if you shake a tackle. Josh can elect to throw that. I mean, he's the quarterback. He's looking around the field. Now, maybe it was designed for, hey, let's get a guy loose and maybe we get down the field. But in that situation, that's also going to be on Josh Allen to recognize. So I think it's a little bit of both and all of it. To answer your question, it would be the philosophy of the head coach. He's not calling the plays. Sean McDermott's not calling the offensive plays. But I'm sure there's communication before the series of, hey, we need to get a first down here to make sure that we can kneel this and get it to overtime.
Josh Allen looked like he was knocked out cold, was evaluated for a concussion in the fourth, missed a play. What is the concern level right now?
Yeah, I mean, he was cleared. I don't know if he was knocked out, as you say. I do know that his head hit the turf pretty hard. Sure, you're going to be concerned, but the bottom line is he came back in the game. He was cleared by the independent neurologist. Obviously, he went out of the game. It wasn't just his head, though, guys. It was his chest. He took a shot to the chest. He said after the game it was his chest as well. When he came off, you could see him pointing to his chest to the trainers. But then they took him in the tent because the independent neurologist wanted to check the head as well. And look, he finished the game. He was cleared. I'm sure that that's something that we'll be asking about and monitoring throughout the week. They play Monday night next against the New York Jets. We'll see if Josh appears. He's been on the injury report anyway with his left hand, which, by the way, he still wore the glove. He did not have the fingers taped, though, this time, this game. We'll see if he appears on the injury report with the hand, but is there something added? Is it some sort of, you know, head? But to my knowledge, he wouldn't be in concussion protocol this morning. Now, things like that have happened in the league where guy finishes the game, then he's in concussion protocol the next day. But, you know, it doesn't seem like that's the case, but maybe chest injury or something like that. But concern level, obviously, you're concerned because it's Josh Allen, but he did finish the game and he talked to the media afterwards.
As a fan, Sal, it was like the exact kind of game that you didn't want to lose against Houston because it was a game where after it, you come out of it saying, you know, they really could have used like a Stephon Diggs type player out there. And that's all I kept thinking about as we're losing to him on the other side of the ball. What does this say about the Bills offense going forward? And I mean, what do they need to get things going?
Yeah, I mean, they could have used Khalil Shakir too. I mean, he was out and I just think that right now this group of wide receivers they have has a real tough time separating and getting separation, giving Josh Allen spots to throw. Allen was not very good yesterday. Well, let's be honest. But what's happening is this is a multi-layered problem. They have wide receivers who are not separating, and because of that, defenses are just deciding to play more man-to-man and saying, we'll play man-to-man defense, and all we have to do is cover you for 4 seconds, and we're going to blitz the heck out of Josh Allen and put him under pressure. And he's not going to be able to find anybody by the time we get there. And that's what's happening, and teams are doing that. And on top of that, now you've gotten your quarterback hurt twice in 2 games. Now, granted, last week was on the trick play that they tried, but twice now in 2 games, Josh Allen has been lying on the turf in pain and has had to get evaluated because teams are blitzing the heck out of him because they can, because wide receivers can't get separation, and they're just playing man-to-man and sending extra rushers at Josh Allen. So it's a twofold problem. Yesterday, wide receivers were targeted, the wide receivers, not counting tight ends or running backs. They were targeted 18 times, 4 completions, 4 for 18 throwing to the wide receivers. That is simply not good enough. And I don't know if that means this team has to really, really think about making a deal for Devontae Adams or Amari Cooper or somebody else on the trade market. But as currently stands, even with Khalil Shakir in the lineup, which he would help a lot, he's a guy that would be a little bit more open. He's very reliable. We know that. And hopefully he comes back next week. But even with him, they have an issue right now at wide receiver with these guys getting separation and getting open.
You know, they didn't come to life until the second half to begin with. There's half a game that, you know, was kind of wasted. And third down offense and defense was brutal again. How does this keep happening?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's something that, you know, coaches, third down is... it's the money down, right? I mean, that's how you stay on the field or get off the field. How many times do the Bills have a chance to get the Texans off the field on third down? Well, I can tell you exactly, 16. They only got them off the field 8 times. The Texans were 8 of 16 on third down. That's 50%. That's too high. The Bills were 3 of 14, 21%. That is way too low. You have to be able to convert more third downs. And what was really frustrating was the Texans converted some long third downs. Late in the game, they have that 3rd and 9, maybe it is, 3rd and 8, and they just have the dump off. They did the early and late, the same play, basically. The Bills blitz, and they dump it off, and there's a guy, a running back, who just leaks out of the backfield, no one's covering him. I mean, these are issues that have to be corrected, and for, you know, somehow, some way, right? I mean, you can do it through scheme. Look, I mean, yes, scheme can help. Play calling can help, there's no doubt. Somebody's got to make a play, too. Somebody's got to make a play. Got to make a tackle. You know, there were a couple missed tackles out in the open field. Cole Bishop, the rookie, he had a tough day. Made a couple nice plays on the edge, but he also missed a couple tackles in the open field, and he got beat. It was his responsibility, it appears, on the long touchdown in Nico Collins. I'm not just trying to single him out necessarily, but it's just a part of the overall picture of guys who should have made a couple more plays who didn't.
Too early in the season to call next week a must-win, Sal?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but, boy, they have an opportunity here to go to play a team that is reeling themselves, right? I mean, the Jets, they just can't get off the mat. They can't get things going. But they have a really good defense, and that defense has frustrated the Bills, you know, a lot over the last few years. I don't think it's a must-win. Look, here's why I would say, Brian, it's not. The division's not that good. You're 3-3. You still have a pretty good look at winning the division. The Patriots aren't good. The Dolphins aren't good. The Jets would actually take over first place in the division if they beat the Bills next week. But can you trust the Jets and Aaron Rodgers to even stay healthy for the rest of the season? So I don't think it's a must win. But after starting 3-0, if you drop to 3-3, man, that is just that's a tough situation to put yourself in. And here's, if they go to 4-2, and then they come home to play the Titans and go on the road to Seattle, lost to the Giants, I think at least you're feeling like, okay, like, yeah, we dropped a couple tough ones, but we're still in a pretty good spot here.
All right, Sal, thank you, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it all week long. Sal Capaccio from WGR, Bill's sideline reporter, who was at the game on the field in Houston Sunday.